Thanks for joining us.
Talkline Network Radio, America's longest-running Jewish broadcast network, the voice of the Jewish community.
Welcome to the podcast. You are now tuned in to this episode of our podcast. Today we are going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our field. And now, please welcome your host.
You're listening to Talk Line with Zev Brenner, America's premier Jewish broadcast on the air since 1981.
Welcome back to the program. I'm Zev Brenner. I think, Dov, you got to have a radio show again. We're speaking once again with formerly Sunnyman Dov Hyken, Americans Against Anti-Semitism. Welcome back to the show. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Zev. It's good to be with you.
Thank you. So I want to get your reaction. There was supposed to be an Israel real estate show in Flatbush, Avenue N East, 27th Street, and these shows took place in Teaneck and in Lawrence and in Canada. And the last final stop was tonight in Brooklyn. And at the last moment, the shul canceled it, saying they were concerned about security. And the question is are we sending the wrong signal if we cancel that they can disrupt a lot of the different events for us? I'm talking about the Hamas demonstrators.
Yeah. We're sending a horrible signal. And I think it's a desecration of Hashem's name. I think it is a chilul Hashem, because it doesn't just affect Flatbush. It affects all Jews everywhere. When you send a message to our enemies, I mean, they were rejoicing today. They put out stuff about the great victory and talking about, I mean, it's unbelievable. They won. They scared the Jewish community in Flatbush. We had an event in Cedarhurst last night. I was there. There were demonstrators. There were pro-Israel people. The police were there. Everything was handled. The real estate thing was fabulous. A lot of people there. But this is such a pathetic, depressing, sick thing that happened in Brooklyn. And I believe, based on my conversations yesterday, last night, the rabbis were misled. One of the leading rabbis in the neighborhood, Rabbi David Cohn, was told, I'm not going to mention the sources, but it's direct firsthand information, that the police said that they're going to be, you got to hear this, Zev, 800 demonstrators from the other side. I don't know how they knew it was going to be 800 or 700 or 220, but this is what he was told, the 91-year-old rabbi was told, and that the police said they would not be able to protect the community. An outright lie, a vicious outright lie. The police are very capable of protecting communities. They do a very good job, and they would have been there tonight, this afternoon, in Flatbush to do precisely that. Instead of the Jewish community or certain so-called leaders, not appointed by anyone.
Were they just individuals? Were they represent an organization? Who were these individuals? I'm not asking for the name.
It was some individuals who were involved. I don't want to get into the names. There'll be a time for that as well. A lot of people want to know exactly who. But the bottom line is the rabbis were lied to. They were lied to. And the repercussions of something like this, we're talking about our community, people coming into our community. I mean, what are we going to tell people the next time our enemies have a day of rage, which they've done twice now? Are we going to tell people not to come to shul at all? Makes sense to me. We want to protect the community, which is, of course, I care about that as well as anybody else. What are we going to tell our kids? By the way, maybe they shouldn't wear yarmulkes anymore in the streets of Flatbush. It could be dangerous. How about putting away the tzitzis? Those tzitzis could really lead to violence and to danger.
But here's what I was told.
Wait. Okay. Beth, how about the women? No Stars of David. Please put away those Stars of David. Make sure you're not identified as a Jew, because it's dangerous. I mean, is this the way we're going to live? Is this the way we're going to be? Yes, we need to be prudent. We need to be careful. But to cancel this kind of event, it affects all of us. It only understand. I really do not understand that people, leaders in that community, don't understand the repercussions of what they did.
Saddam, here is what I was told, that unlike Teaneck and Five Towns and other areas which were more commercial in nature, this shul is in a residential area, and there are buses with kids keeping dropped off, and the Rabbanim felt that, unlike other areas, that it's a danger if not everybody can monitor every kid getting off a bus going to the house. There's more dangerous situation here as a residential area than in other places, so therefore that's the reason why they stopped this event from taking place tonight.
Zev, I have heard so many different stories. I've heard stories, and I'm talking from people, so-called responsible people, that the police were, there was a bomb threat, that someone threatened to bomb the place. Okay, that's it. We call off the event. And by the way, how easy it is to intimidate the Jewish community. Oh, a bomb threat. We're finished. Call off the event. Whatever the event is, let's not have it. The police department of the city of New York, its intelligence division, they know how to protect the community. They said so. I spoke to City Hall yesterday. They assured me that they will do the job of protecting the community. It's simple, straightforward.
So what happens? So why do they panic, in your opinion? If that's the case, if the police...
Zev?
Yes.
Zev, I don't know how to answer that question. You know, when you hear expressions from people in that community, you know, we're in Dulles. We're supposed to cower. We're supposed to lie low. Okay, that's fine. But this event was planned for weeks before. It was publicized. Responsible people knew exactly what they were doing. Our enemies succeeded. That's basically what it comes down to. The people behind the rallies against this event in Flatbush, the Hamas supporters, that's what they are. The people who support what took place on October 7th. Those are the people we're talking about. Okay? Those same people organized the rally in Cedarhurst last night. The same people who organized in Teaneck. Those events went on. They took place. And guess what? Everything is okay. We're surviving here in Cedarhurst in the Five Towns. It could never happen in this community. It could never happen in Teaneck. And I can tell you from the reaction that we have received, and Ina Bernikoff, God bless her, what a leader she is, okay? What a leader she is. And this event was called off. Zev, it affects you in Manhattan or wherever we are. It affects me in the Five Towns. Our enemies are celebrating tonight a victory. This is what they said, by the way, Zev, a victory for the martyrs of Palestine.
Wow. And here's the thing, though. This was an Israel real estate event. However, there was a Matis Yoho concert that was canceled. And I don't know if it was in the Boston area or some other area of the country. So this is not just with a pro-Israel real estate. This is anything dealing with Judaism. Matis Yoho is singing about Jewish songs. It's not an Israel rally. But anything Jewish is now subject to that.
Well, again, if we are not going to be strong. I mean, we got to be prudent. We got to be careful, of course, 100%. But if we're going to cower, if we're going to hide, it's not going to work. It's simply not going to work. Our enemies want to do precisely what they accomplished in Flatbush today. And that success will affect other communities as well. That's unacceptable. This was a desecration of Hashem's name, no question about it. And it's not the fault of the rabbis, because they were fed lies, absolutely.
How many people fed them these lies? You said there was supposed to be a rally of 700-800 demonstrators. Where do they get this information from?
First of all, it's baloney. Does anyone know how many people are going to show up, Zev? I'm telling you, there were a lot of things that were said, after the fact, Zev, after the fact, everyone knew the kind of neighbor. By the way, for God's sake, it's a Jewish community. The Five Towns is a Jewish community with schools, kids going to school, kids coming home from school. These are all excuses.
So
undermine the well-being of the Jewish community way beyond Flatbush, way beyond Flatbush. It is a shame.
Have you been in touch with these individuals who told the rabbis these stories? Have you spoken to them?
Yes, and I told them exactly what I think. And I want to tell you, individuals, people responding, messages, I could share hundreds. People in the community in Borough Park and Midwood, they are furious. They can't believe it because they understand. What happened here is a victory for Hamas. Brooklyn, New York, the Jewish community gave a victory to Hamas. It's that simple.
Right. That's. I was very surprised when I saw the rally. Not the rally, the Israel Real Estate Show was canceled. I'm very surprised.
So there's a website called Yeshiva World. I don't know how they call it Yeshiva World, that, you know, attacked Nina Bernicke. And the person who wrote the article, that person does not exist. Everyone out there who follows this.
You're talking about today's events? Is that what you're referring to?
Yes.
I think it was taken down. It looks like Vin News.
They wrote a vicious, malicious, you know. And by the way, I'm waiting for them to attack me. I feel very left out by Yeshiva World. I know Yeshiva World has hired people in the past, paid people to write articles against me, paid them. Using false names as they did today with a person.
What do they have against you, Dove? What raised their ire about you?
I don't, but forget about me, but the viciousness of what they put out today against the one person, elected official, who stood up and spoke out and wrote something that was from the heart and soul about what happened in Flatbush. I mean,
I'm looking for it now.
I'm going to say it on the record. Guy Yehuda Eckstein should be excommunicated.
I mean,
there's
There's
so much about this guy that is so unbelievable. If the public only knew, and maybe that will be another chapter.
Well, I mean, I've spoken to him.
I can tell you that in my case, hired a person who's well known in the Jewish community to write nasty articles about me over the years. A person did not exist in reality, but there was a name. But how sad is this?
I've spoken to Huda Eckstein from time to time, so I'm surprised, but I'm looking for it right now, and there is no story.
Why don't you invite him on the show with me?
I certainly have no problem with that. But let me just say,
I challenge him to come on your show to discuss some of these things. I think he should have no problem.
By the way, for the record,
he spreads sinat chinam. He spreads lashon hara in the worst way, attacking Ina Vertica for speaking out, for caring. Oh my God.
Well, there seems to be another story because I've spoken to people who I can't identify on the air who said that the Rabbanim were concerned that Pikuach Nefesh, that if anybody can get hurt, that was their consideration. And, you know.
No, but they were lied to.
I'm hearing what you're saying.
I'm asking you, what happens from this point and on? Our enemies did not go away. They're still around, everyone.
Here's the problem. You can have a Tehillim rally and they can come demonstrate because they don't discriminate between an Israel event and a Jewish event.
Exactly.
It's all the same to them, you know? So that's the problem here because I mentioned Matas Yoga concert. Yes.
Zev, you just made the point. How about when there's a concert? How about when a Hasidic Rebbe from Israel comes to Flatbush? It's an event and it's publicized on the Zev Brenner show, it's publicized in local newspapers. And our enemies come out, are they going to cancel the Hasidic Rebbe in the community?
They probably would.
Okay. If they do that, then I get it.
Okay. We just have a moment left. By the way, I'm looking for the articles about the cancellation of the rally, both on Venues and Yeshiva World. I believe it was pulled because there's nothing there that I can find for some reason. They've all been pulled.
Is it? That is funny.
I'm looking for it. I was reading it before, and then it disappeared on me on Venues, and I'm looking in Yeshiva World.
I don't know. I can only tell you that people were furious at Yeshiva World. Furious. Furious. I don't know how much Yehuda Eckstein was paid for that article, but let me tell you.
I'm not sure, but you're saying, Dov, is that there's some askanim or some people in the community that decided to go to the Rabbanim and get it stopped. I don't know what their agenda is, why they wanted this Israel Real Estate Expo not to take place in Brooklyn.
Zev, myself and Ina, we made a... You know, we decided that we were not going to name names at this point. It's enough. It hurts me to even have to talk about this. I have other things that are extremely important. Anti-Semitism is out of control. Jew hatred is out of control. I do not enjoy talking about this, but there is no choice when something like this happens. When an event like this, planned with dozens and dozens of groups from Israel who were going to be there.
And who lost money. I spoke to the producer. They lost money on the event. They came in. They have to fly back to Israel.
People were going to come to this in great numbers.
Hundreds of people have attended all the other ones. Dov, we're unfortunately out of time.
Exactly, precisely.
We're going to have you back, Dov Hyken. We're out of time. Thank you so much for being with us. We'll continue our conversation, Dov Hyken, formerly Sullivan from Brooklyn, head of Americans Against Anti-Semitism.
Thank you for tuning in to
Talk Line with Zev Brenner, America's premier Jewish broadcast, the pulse beat of the Jewish community.
For continuous Jewish programs, talklinenetwork.com or our 24-hour-a-day listen line at 641-741-0389. For past shows, you can find us on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, YouTube, Instagram, and all major podcast platforms or jewishpodcast.org. Thanks for listening to the talklinenetwork.com.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.